Hello everyone, this is Monsef Afkar and thank you so much for joining us today in this new call of Your Divine Uniqueness. So I'm very excited to have you here with us today and also excited about having Michaela Sheldon back on the show. I really love the work she's doing, the light she's bringing, because it's really something that brings really so much truth and authenticity and help us and deeply help us in our ascension process, whether individually or collectively. So yeah, I'm very excited about today's call and about what we will be talking today. And so as I mentioned, we'll be talking today about moving into 2018. So we understand more the energy that is coming in and what we can expect during this coming year. And also there will be a live channeling. So Michaela will do a live channeling and also will answer your live questions. So as always, you can raise your hands by pressing star 2 if you want to ask your question, if you are on the phone or on the web call. And if you are on the webcast page, you can type in your questions on the question box. So now just for those of you who are not yet familiar with Michaela, I want to share just a little bit about her. So Michaela Sheldon is an intuitive channel who has the ability to connect with a variety of guides, interdimensional beings and collectives, including Mary Magdalene, Archangels, Jeremiah, the Ancients, the Ninth Dimensional Lemurian and Pleiadian Collectives, Acturians, the Council of Light, and many others. Michaela channels detailed information about our history, structure, ascension, and transition to a fifth dimensional consciousness. And so with that, Michaela, I want to welcome you to the show. Thank you so much for being here today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me back.
Wonderful. Yeah. As I said, when we were talking before the call, there is much excitement about the energies that are coming in, and also I see it through in many other people's sharing. So. And this is the topic we are talking about today. I don't know if we can start with that, just if you can give us maybe an idea about the energy that are coming in so we can have more understanding.
Yeah, and it's such an appropriate question because I just got done filming and channeling for, I have a monthly program, Inner Circle program, that I offer a channel video, and this was all about exactly what we're walking into. So it's really fresh in my mind and in my consciousness. But, we've really been kind of riding the wave of this for quite some time. And even right now, I feel like there's some really significant energies that we're working through to prepare us for what's coming in 2018. And, there's been a lot of very intense solar frequencies right now. And when we have these solar energies connecting with the earth, we are actually receiving a lot of energetic information. And some of the sessions I've been doing, we've almost been calling this like a timeline convergence. It's almost bringing up that information from our multidimensional lineage, our heritage. It's not just about the earth. We're really moving through time and space differently, where we're connecting more with our multidimensional history and the gifts that we're bringing from those experiences. And I've noticed with myself and even with others, it's kind of a time of rest and integration again. And I've been awfully tired lately, just allowing myself to rest and integrate. But I just, in just coming back, from silent retreat this past weekend, I've incorporated this beautiful silent retreat into my life, and it's just been so profound. And I was connecting a lot of dots with my guides on that trip about what's coming in 2018. And a lot of us are really focused right now on the Christ consciousness. And for me, I really don't have, I guess, a good physical grasp on what that means. why are we focused on the Christ consciousness? Why do we have to walk into this time, and what is this about? Well, let's think about 2018 really as a year of creation. You know, I kind of feel like in 2017, we had some significant aspects that we had to work through here collectively on the planet. You know, the timeline convergence, all that information that came up, we saw that all around us in our physical reality and our collective reality. And we've been working through that. But now on the other side of this, what we've been doing is just molding and shaping our identity. You know, we've been adding pieces, adding components, and we've looked at ourselves as fragmented in a lot of respects. You know, I kind of have my, you know, my timeline here, which is my work or my job, and I'm, you know, I'm a mom, and, you know, I have this family and all these different things, these different identities. And, you know, in order for us to move through this new, I guess, you know, time of peace that I think we're bringing together here, it requires us to integrate those identities and to function now more as a one consciousness in our own lives and here on the planet. So the Christ of consciousness, first of all, I will say, I received a lot of messages about earlier in the year, Mother Gaia being, you know, the living, breathing being that we're embodying here, you know, in the universe. She actually has a very specific Christed code that's going to be activated in 2018. So we have these ascension codes that are embedded within our structure. And as the planets revolve around those codes, we're just fulfilling intentions that we came with, you know, things that we wanted to experience here, ways that we wanted to expand and create. And she has them too, because she's a living, breathing being. So this new code that's activated within the earth is really allowing us to also accept it as a part of our own DNA. And I've gotten some really interesting analogies on this, so I kind of want to back up a little bit, especially for those that have been following my work. We've been talking about a lot about the timeline split here. You know, there's a dimensional split going on. We have some people focused in a third dimensional reality and others that are focused in a more fifth dimensional reality. And I've gotten a really good foothold now on why that is. There's a grid system. So we have this grid system that operates here on the earth. And to some degree, we create this grid and in the way that it attaches to everything else, right? So there's a universal time grid that connects all things that energy flows through. That universal time grid doesn't hold a dimension. But here on the earth, we hold a dimension. All that is how we categorize and receive information. So the way that we've been creating our grids or our connections to other things has been very third dimensional. It's been very male dominant. It's been very material. We've been focused away from a one collective connection into our singularity. And there's also been a reptilian consciousness that I believe we manifested here on this planet that's been holding us in this grid. It's been holding us in a masculine dominant energy and holding us in our singularity and creating through us. So what happened was a new grid was installed here. Starting back about 2 years ago, I started bringing this through in my channelings about this new multidimensional grid. And I think of the term installed, I guess, as an offering and a receiving, because in order for that grid to be in place, we had to raise our consciousness, right? The only reason it's there is because so many of us on the planet were vibrating differently, you know, shifted into that higher dimension. We're accessing different information. So the analogy is, you know, what was being created in that third dimensional grid, we started creating differently. And the speed of vibration that we were creating at, it just couldn't match that grid energy anymore. So a new grid started to form. And as that new grid formed, you know, the multidimensional universe and Mother Earth came in to support it and anchor it and expand it so that now we have this new grid operating on the earth. And this is really what we're going through here, you know, continuing to go through, I think, as we go through 2018, is how we're shifting and moving our information from the old grid to the new grid. And this is our internal shift, our soul vibration, how we operate in our singular experience, but it's also coming back as a one collective and realizing yes. that everything we're doing here is a one energy. So what does the Christ of consciousness have to do with that? Everything. Because if we really go back in time and we look at that Christ consciousness, it's the balance of the masculine and feminine. It's creation. It's manifestation. And we've been so singularly and male dominantly focused that divine feminine, you know, that code that Mother Earth is engaging with, it had to come in to bring us back into balance. And that feminine energy is essentially compassion. It's love. I just did a recent channeling where the guides were describing the masculine as the mind and the feminine as the emotional body. So we've been operating solely in the mind, whereas we were meant to complement that creation also with the emotional body. So we're bringing those two energies, those two fields on board together in order to shift this. And that's ultimately why I think Christ consciousness is so important right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And like we feel that like we were like throughout the years that's passed, like so many people were working and trying like working on themselves and connecting with their inner truth. And we saw the result that we are coming more and more together, and we are merging into this oneness and helping each other. And I feel there is more acceptance now worldwide. So yeah, what you said, I really love that. So Michaela, you said that you have a special message that you want to channel for our group. I don't know if you feel if it's time to do that or.
Sure. Why don't we just go ahead and connect and see what's here and who's here and what we bring forward. Okay. We're going to work with the Pleiadians today, so I'm pleased to bring them forward. And they say, we are the Pleiadian Collective, and we are very pleased, of course, to be a part of this vibrational transmission, offering our love and support in this time as you are undergoing an intense transition here within your human structure. It is most important for us to add vibrationally to the information that has been spoken of thus far in this communication, because as you have been perceiving yourselves as singular, there's been a critical aspect of your structure that has been broken or hasn't been functioning properly as you were created to be in the likeness of a 12-strand DNA. When you are in a singular focus, and especially a singular focus that is filtered through the mind or the agent of the mental construct of masculine energy, there is a full disconnection from what we would call grid support. We call this grid support, but we want to use a couple of other terms in order to clarify what grid support is. Grid support is source energy. Grid support is God. When we speak of the grid, the universal time grid, we're speaking of an orchestration, a connection between all things that is always in divine order. So when you and your singular structure are in balance, in harmony with all aspects of your energy and operating in your fullest identity, not as singular, but as connected to this grid and this one and this God and this source, you begin to hold something that we call belief. Belief is a frequency. Many of you associate with beliefs as constructs of the mind or imprints that you hold from past or even ideas that you are creating for the future. But belief is actually a frequency that has the ability to harmonize with this grid in such a way that it operates in a full connection to all source and resource that is required by your divine record. The divine record that is within your structure is an intention. And that intention is to be interpreted by you. But think now about how small, how separate, how male dominant you have been interpreting that intention. Some of you may have come with very specific ideas about healing the human consciousness. But as society has held you back from this one connection, this source or God connection, this understanding, and taught you to operate more in the mental body or in the male construct of your energy, you have been creating without the full support of this time grid, without sourcing the full capacity of what you are here to receive in order to allow that intention to expand. So as you are moving into this new linear timeline, 2018, what we believe is that the energetic attunements and many planetary alignments that have come to assist you have been operating such that you are becoming more connected as a one and more aware, consciously aware, of the way in which you have been directed away from that intention as a collective intention and holding it more as a material essence. So to make this quite simple, the more that you associate your identity as a part of a collective reality, you begin to receive in response to that collective reality. Now, the way in which many of you are perceiving planetary events in this time is holding you back from the fullness of that true frequency of belief. Because as you see physical events arise, you interpret roadblocks often to harmony or to peace or to your own fulfillment in this life. And we want to remind you that everything that you see here in physical is actually energy being pulled or magnetized together by a stream of consciousness. That stream of consciousness is not only your singular perception, but it's also the way the collective is vibrating similarly. So as you see aspects of your collective reality taking place on this planet, it is not as if we are telling you to not believe that those experiences are happening, but to hold the belief that everything that is happening is in divine order. And that regardless of what the physical experience is showing you, that the balance of the divine feminine is now coming in to operate more in the compassion, the love, the emotional frequencies, to embody the fullness of that Christ consciousness. Because the essence of Christ, the essence of creation, the essence of transcending the physical, is understanding that it is not just about physical. That energetically, everything is creating the physical reality that you see.
Absolutely. Yeah, I really loved what you said. Thank you so much. And because really now we are called to bring more and more the feminine energy. And because when we need to because we are moving to divine creation instead of mental based like creation that we were living, as you said, for so long, where the masculine energy were more in control. Because when we want to create more more divinity and to connect to our divinity and create more divine creation, we need to have this balance between feminine and masculine. And also we see we see recently more like people working on that and helping to bring more, to have the feminine energy to get empowered more and more.
Well, you know, what is happening here that I see quite frequently in my session work is that we have raised our consciousness so much and we're really in touch with who we're becoming, what we're here to do, the gifts that we have, and how we want to express them. But often we go about it in a way that's very male dominant. And again, I want to go back to the analogy of the mind and the emotional body being such valuable tools, because sometimes we awaken to a gift that we have, or, you know, a new aspect of ourselves that we want to create. And we try to fit it in these old paradigms, these old frameworks. We try to push it with the male energy. And we look around us and we think, well, we have to build a website. You know, we have to have the following. We have to follow a set of rules. It has to be done a certain way. Well, my advice is that when you're going about the creative process, because we often use the mind when we're creating, feel into how that process is making you respond in the emotional body, because oftentimes when we're doing something that isn't aligned with how we're meant to create, we feel the discord of it. Yeah. And what this new grid system is all about is it connects to universal support, to source energy in such a way that there's no construct, there's no measurement, there's no I must work a certain number of hours in order to receive a certain amount of money, or I must be or look a certain way in order to receive a partner. It's just your divine essence flowing through the grid, matching and receiving what its divine purpose holds. And that's a different frequency than how we were creating before. So I think that although we're walking into 2018 with this really exciting ability to create and let the energy carry us, we're going to have to be really careful to watch that we are keeping ourselves balanced in our energy and how we are creating, and feel into that more.
Yeah, absolutely. And also in our societies, like, we created so many rules, like, for each thing, like, if you want to succeed in this, if you want to do this. So we already have, like, pre-created rules that we think, like, collectively that we should follow this in order to achieve what we want. But as you said, like, we need to ask our inner self, we need to follow our heart, because nothing may not work anymore as maybe it was working in the past, but now it may not work anymore and may not work for us. And this is where we bring the feminine energy, is where we connect with our hearts and follow, like, its guidance, even if it's different than what the collective is saying.
Right. Yeah. You know, this energy that we're in, too, it's really all about our identity. So when you think about this old grid, you know, we think we have a monetary system, we have governments, we have institutions that are holding us back and preventing us from living our lives the way we want to live them. But we actually define that reality. So that old grid system, where a lot of these old paradigms and structures exist, it doesn't have the support of the multidimensional universe of source energy. It's a time loop. When we get in there, and we start creating in that old grid, we find ourselves blocked. We don't receive because we aren't carrying the frequency or the dimension. And, you know, there was this really beautiful analogy that came into my channeling, and I'll share it here, talking about disease or cancer, for example. So we might have a timeline running where we have a disease like cancer, and we could be replaying that timeline over and over again. And that timeline exists in this old grid energy. And for the most part, we are living the microcosm of the macrocosm, because collective cancer is a timeline that we're all matching to some degree, right? And so whether or not we manifest that and we run that timeline in the old grid or in the new grid is really how we perceive it that allows us to make the shift. So we have people on the planet who are creating new technologies, new ways of healing cancer. And they were responsible, some of these people, they were responsible for that new grid even forming. You know, things like that going on the planet, that's the reason that we were able to shift dimensions. It wasn't because we brought the new dimension in. It was because we created timelines that required a new grid to form. So yes. Every time we look at that cancer, and we perceive it as stagnant, as something that has to, you know, go a certain path or prescribe a certain way, or even if we perceive ourselves needing something outside to heal it, right? We forget, you know, this Christ consciousness, it's all about living that God energy within. So we get really caught up in, you know, diagnosis, and we don't know the answer, and we have to find someone outside of us, and we have to work in order to receive the healing. You know, it's all up to us. It's up to me to figure it out. But that's not the way this new grid works. And that's not what Christ consciousness is. Christ consciousness doesn't know illness. Christ consciousness knows healing. So sometimes we can look at our body in a certain way and we can see it as being a certain way and say, well, you know, energy is moving. Vibration is changing. My body is adapting, right? These are new ways to look at physical, not as stagnant, but as vibrational, and how we are able to bring in, you know, the resources that we need. Because again, to shift to the new grid, to shift that timeline of Cancer to the new grid, where some of those alternative, more higher dimensional opportunities exist, sometimes we get caught up in the old paradigm that we have to have the money, right? We have to have the support. We are the money. We are the currency. We are the support. Our perception, our intention, the way that we identify with ourselves, those are the vibrational tools that are the navigation system that start us moving towards that new grid, right? And it's not just about what lies in that timeline of Cancer. It's about our whole life. You know, it's every timeline we have running right now. In how we look at it. It's having the compassion for the people in our lives, the things that are coming up, the struggles we're having. It's ultimately having the compassion for ourselves, because we can't make that shift if we're not embodying that divine feminine and we're not in balance, you know, with the mind and the emotional body, such that we're the receiver of that information.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really powerful. Like, as you said, we are the source of creation of what we need, and also, like you said, we are experiencing like more people who are creating new technologies for healing and other things. But when we try to understand this, it's something that we all co-created when we, like, each one try to connect to its source of creation within, and try to shift things more and more vibrationally. Like, we see more technologies coming in, we see other alternative solutions than the old ones. So it's, we are all like shifting this collective reality, like, together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a delicate balance right now, because I have a lot of people asking me, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to not pay attention to all the bad stuff that's happening out there? And I don't think that's what it's about at all. I think that we need to know, and things are going to come up, and we're going to experience things that aren't, you know, for our highest good. But it's, again, how we get involved in that energy has everything to do with that grid and how we shift. Because we can get really caught up in all of these events. And what happens is we create them bigger. So we have to have neutrality around what's happening on the planet. That doesn't mean we don't feel, because divine feminine is all about the emotional body. So if we're bringing in divine feminine, we can't not feel what's going on the planet.
Yeah.
There's a subtle difference between feeling into, you know, what's happening and getting wound up in creating it bigger, right? And that's, I think, the really subtle energy that we're working through. And to your end, you know, to your point, what we perceive, we expand. So we can know of these things that are happening on the planet, and we can feel, you know, the sadness, or, you know, even the fear that might come up around that. But we can also choose to direct our perception into other areas of our life. And we just, you know, we have this media structure on our planet that It takes this really small portion of humanity and blows it up into our entire world. And so we're living this story right now in the collective that I really don't believe is fully true. I had posted something on Facebook a couple of days ago, and some of your listeners might have read it, about the way we collectively create. And they brought in the example of a bank robbery, you know, and they said that there's bank robbery, and there were these two men, and, you know, one was driving the getaway car, and, you know, one was holding out the bag for the money at the day with the bank manager. And this is projected, you know, it's projected into our reality. So everyone who perceives it then begins to be a part of that timeline, regardless of whether you are there in physical, regardless if you knew any of those people. The more you think about it, the more you project through time, and it grows, expands the timeline. So we actually have a say. You know, some of us might think, well, the guy who drove the getaway car isn't as guilty as the guy who was actually in the bank taking the money. Well, if we think that, and many of us think that, and it's projected, and we think it more, we actually have a bearing on the outcome of these people's lives. You know, we think it was the judge and the jury, but, you know, it was actually a wave of collective vibration that swept that timeline up and carried it into the future. And so we do this all day long, and this is really what we need to understand is, our attention, our perception is such a valuable currency, so we have to choose carefully where we're going to place that energy. And we can see things happen on our planet. We can acknowledge them. We can feel into them. But we can also balance that with putting our energy into other things. So going into 2018 being a year of creation, you know, if that's really where you're going to focus your energy, we're going to carry these timelines, you know, of technology, of healing, you know, of rebirth, we're going to expand them, right, even further than what we thought we could, because the energy is carrying us that way. You know, we have this great ability now with Mother Earth and with everything that's supporting us in the multidimensional universe and all these planetary alignments we've had coupled with our consciousness raising. You know, we focus that attention into things that are positively aligned, they're really going to start to take off for us and be supported. And that's where we're heading. That's where we need to go.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really beautiful. And yeah, so Michaela, from my understanding is that all the possibilities are existing at once in different timelines. So we have the choice, like, to choose which timeline we want to live in. So we don't need, like, it's not about changing what we see outside. It's about us choosing the timeline and focusing on the timeline that we want to experience, right?
I think it is, and you know, we have so many potentials. So we have potentials as a soul being. We have collective potentials as well, and I see this so much in my readings. The guides will go in and they will identify potentials that we have running. And these are our thoughts and emotional frequencies coming together to create all of these amazing opportunities we have to use our gifts and to live in certain ways. But we have free will. So
yes.
The way in which we vibrate has everything to do with how we match and manifest these potentials, because they're not concrete. They can change and cross and expand. We can create them however we want. So it really comes down to how we're vibrating. And I do want to just touch on that, because I think that's an important aspect too. Something that I was bringing in earlier this year was, as Mother Gaia was adjusting to this new grid system, we were going to all level off in our vibration. So everybody on the planet was vibrating at a different speed. And now humans on the planet are vibrating more like in their speed than ever before. And a lot of people can't understand that. They say, well, how is it possible that I'm so highly conscious and awake and aware, and I'm vibrating at the same speed as my next door neighbor, you know, who's yelling at the TV screen and, you know, cutting me off on a curb. Well, vibrationally, the speed has everything to do with how we're going to shift this reality. And we are made up here. So this old grid system is made up here of hierarchies. Hierarchies were the way that we created through this male dominant frequency, and they hold us in singularity. And remember, everything starts energetically. So these hierarchies, like our government structure, our education, you know, institutions, educational institutions, healthcare, all of these things, they started energetically. It's the way that we perceived ourselves. It's the way that we defined our reality. So this leveling off of vibration was kind of the catalyst for us knocking these energetic hierarchies that are physical down, right? We got to knock it down in the energetic world first before we can see the results in physicality. So it's an opportunity. So just because your neighbor is vibrating the same as you, the same speed, doesn't mean their consciousness is choosing to operate in that speed. And I guess I would call this embodiment. Okay, so we can be awake and aware, but we can still choose to operate in a different dimensional reality than what our vibrational speed allows. It's a tricky mm-hmm. thing because, yeah. you know, we know there's a lot of people out there who are very awake and very conscious, but are still cutting people off in traffic. Right?
Yeah.
It's a choice. You know, we have to embody. That's really what walking into 2018 is all about, you know, embodying that vibration and using your consciousness and your free will to choose how you're going to show up and strengthen this collective connection that we're supposed to, that, you know, we've always had. It's still there. It's still operating. I wouldn't say we're reforging it so much as we are strengthening it back again, you know, to support this rebirth on the planet.
Yeah, absolutely. That was really wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Michaela. Now I would love also to give the opportunity to our audience to ask their questions if you are open to that.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah.
Okay, great. All right, so everyone, if you are on the phone or the web call, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2. And for those of you on the webcast page, you can type in your questions on the question box. All right, we have a web caller from UK, Naz. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Is it Naz?
Hi. Can you hear me, sorry?
Yeah.
Yes, great. Thank you. I was listening to the call just now, and we were talking about sort of the collective consciousness and whatnot. I've been really kind of struggling at the moment to step into my power, and that's kind of been an ongoing theme for a long time, having to fight for what you want and struggle at times. And I just wondered, is there a way that we can really sort of step into our power and get out of those patterns?
Yeah, well, the thing is about creation. Again, we have been subject to a variety of imprints, belief patterns, teachings here on the planet. So we have to cut ourselves a little bit of slack, because even though we've awakened and we, you know, we have these new identities and we want to create in alignment with those, we can still be energetically held back by how we perceive our ability to be able to do that within a limited structure that we're in, societal structure. So for me, because I've walked this path, you know, I was a very mainstream mom in, you know, mainstream world, and started to do this channeling work. It really required me to step out of the box, something I was not comfortable with and had a lot of fear around. Didn't know if I was going to be supported, didn't know how I was going to be supported, didn't know how I was going to be received. But what I found was that the more I challenged the fear that I had to walk into this truth, the less fear I had, because it was so completely false. I almost every time I made a small step towards, I got so much in return that it made me want to take another step. And I think that a lot of us right now are having issues with the unknown, because the things that we want to do, the things that we're bringing in, they're so brand new that they don't exist. And we don't have a book, an instruction sheet on how to go about doing this. And we really have to trust our inner guidance. We have to trust that what we're doing is our truth, that it's ultimately, our intention and what we're here to create. So my advice to you is, finding that strength is just by taking small steps and taking yourself outside of the pattern of fear and limitation and even opening your perspective to how things can happen, because I get this a lot too in readings. A lot of people right now are shifting their relationships because we're moving so fast through time and vibrationally we've changed so much. And remember that free will. Some people are choosing and some people aren't. And, I have a lot of partners who are in fear, of making that step to transition the relationship or try to even bring up the topic. And what the guys have brought in is that we've defined things as so limited here on our planet. So when we have a problem, we go through the solutions in our head that already exist, or we go through the patterns of history and the way other people have worked this out. And we have to understand that we're obliterating history right now. We're way showers. We are taking this planet to a new vibration, a new frequency. And in order to do that, we have to understand that we get to make up the rules. nobody's writing the rule book for us. And that's a scary thing. So it takes a lot of faith in the unknown. But I think if you would have that faith in the unknown, you would see how on the other side, even though it can be uncomfortable walking through the unknown, and there are times when things get shaky, and in order for us to create something new, the old things have to fall apart. And walking through that is hard. And I've walked through that myself. And I know many people who've also walked through that. But on the other side, what you'll see is it was all worth it. And it does exist on the other side. So I hope that was helpful for you.
Yes, it was. There's been this sense of trying to control everything, but like you said,
Well, that comes from the old grid. That's a male dominant. That's a mind play. We're trying to write out the list and make sure we're going to be covering all of our angles, and that's not how source energy works. Source energy works on faith and belief, that frequency of belief. It works on us living our identity to its fullest. So we can have a notion about who we are and how that's changing and what we want to create. But again, we can go backwards and we can put it into old timeline energy, into that old grid, and try to make it fit there. And that's a really hard way to go because it doesn't make sense in that grid. We don't see the financial abundance supporting us. There's no logical way to make it work. So we're paving the way. We're paving the way to new sources of abundance, to new ways to receive. And we have to really, again, hold the faith that that's truly what's happening here on this planet.
Great. Thank you. That makes a lot of sense. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Naz. Yeah, that was really powerful, and like you said, it may be challenging when we are working toward something new that we still don't know how things will unfold. But like you said, like when we are in the other side, we really feel that it's really worth it. And also, like I feel when we start like step by step trying to to follow our guidance, even if what is coming is unknown. The more we do that, the more we feel more confident, we feel more trust in the unknown.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, we talked a little bit about timeline convergence. Let's bring in the concept of timeline collapse, because I've noticed that too in my sessions, and it's happened to me. You know, going from the life that I had, and I'll just be a little vulnerable and share my story, from the life that I had to where I am now, it really did require my old life to completely fall apart. So even the way I was receiving financial abundance before was an old grid matrix. And the channeling work that I'm doing today, it couldn't be supported in that way. It couldn't be supported in the same way that I was being supported before. So on my journey to being where I am in this moment, I walked through a timeline collapse, which was everything, everybody fell out of my life. It was a complete clearing of mm-hmm. everything. And it, you know, we don't often walk through those timeline collapses very gracefully, and, you know, we're human. But what I began to realize is that had to take place for me. And on the other side of it, as I surrendered to the path in front of me, not knowing, you know, where was the financial abundance going to come from? Where was I going to end up? Where was the support going to be? It all came in. You know, as I walked that path, I found myself completely supported. And it's really a different frequency now, you know, especially with financial abundance, which I know a lot of people are struggling with right now. You know, it's not a count and a balance. It's just a flow. It's receiving what and how much you need to do what you're here to do. And it feels a little bit differently than operating in that old grid. So it ties into the divine feminine because, you know, again, we have to feel into it. When we're in a different financial matrix, it feels differently than the way we're used to feeling around money.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you so much for that, Michaela. And let's take another question from the webcast. We have Rose from Fairbanks. Her question is, to what extent is the speed trajectory of our ascension actually influenced by our thoughts, feelings, actions? It feels as though we often try to force ourselves to be something that is not organically a part of our beingness yet. And yet it seems to me that the pressure to control our thoughts, feelings, is just another layer of judgment that takes us away from experiencing what these unwanted thoughts, feelings are presenting to us for acknowledgement and resolution.
I love this question. I think that's so valid. Yeah, because, you know, so many of us are on this path of ascension, path of enlightenment, and we're looking outside. We're looking, it's again, male energy, you know, old grid energy. We're looking outside to be taught, to be shown the way to do it. And just coming off of silent retreat, what I can tell you is such a profound experience when you turn all of that away. That's truly where the enlightenment and the ascension takes place, because we're so inundated right now with ascension programs and, you know, Facebook and social media and all of this stuff. And, you know, I do ascension programs, so I understand, you know, here I am, you know, telling you not to do my own courses. But I think that you need to be led. You know, that's the problem, is that we've allowed other people to tell us, so we've looked to other people, we've been taught there are teachers outside of us, and they have to show us the way. And again, we haven't felt, we've been using the mind, and even in order to ascend and to become quote unquote enlightened. But when we bring in that feeling part, we're going to know who we're supposed to be connected with. You know, my guides say it really beautifully. They say that, teachers are not here to teach you something. Teachers are a mere reflection of yourself, and they're helping you to remember. So as we go through our life, we need to feel, you know, how everything is integrating with us. But ultimately, I think that we can avoid this shift in consciousness. And so a lot of people are taking it really seriously. They're exploring these new concepts that they have within their record, these new concepts of identity, and they're getting very excited about creating them. And we can take that really literally, you know? And then we have this identity crisis because it's just like being in that 3D matrix again. And I'll give you the perfect example because I've been there. When I first started to channel, I took that channeling mission, that new identity, and I put it in the 3D matrix. So I ended up almost working like a regular job, putting a lot of pressure on myself, feeling really miserable, you know?
Yeah.
And what I learned is that what I'm here to do and who I am is always changing. It has to. And if I put it in a mold and I put it in a box, it gets really stagnant for me. And I start to feel that discord like we talked about in the emotional body. So ultimately, you know, achieving enlightenment to me is just accepting the fact that we are vibrational beings who are always changing and expanding our identity, and our identity is never going to be the same, you know, so we have to allow ourselves to go into that center space, to go into silence and to see what's there and not allow anyone to tell us what's there. But, you know, when we're attracting things, teachings, in our world, we have to feel into how they resonate with us and whether or not they're appropriate for us in the moment, to not allow them to derail us, but to consider them an aspect of who we're becoming, a piece that we're integrating, right? Something that's magnetically charged that is meant to bring us to more information. So I hope that answered her question.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But yeah, I noticed people struggling with that lately as well.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Thank you so much, Michaela, and thank you, Rose, for your great questions. Really great one. We have a caller from Toronto, phone number ending with 3109. Hello?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you. Yeah. What is your name?
My name is Catherine. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
My question, I was just listening so intently to all that was being shared, and it's I was really found it very interesting when you were talking about the level of consciousness that we have and the vibration that we choose to vibrate at, and also the merging of the mental and the emotional body. I guess right now I'm going into a brand new phase of my life because I've just wrapped up over two decades of, you know, the 9-to-5 job in an office and so on and so forth. And I feel that a whole brand new phase is opening up into my life. But it is a complete unknown at this point because there's no fixed project. There's no, you know, set planning. So I just wanted to ask you, like, what if you could tell me what the guides are wanting to give me as advice at this point. And in terms of where my mental and emotional, like, are they merging together? Are they coming together to bring forth the feminine? You know, in terms of my level of consciousness, my vibration, not sure exactly how to put the question, but it kind of revolves around that. So there's a, you know, what advice do they have for me right now?
Okay.
I'll leave it open to them.
Okay. So Archangel Gabriel steps in first, and what he wants to say is that you must consider that as you are a soul here vibrating on the planet, interconnected with all things in the human collective, there's a calling that is bringing forth record information. So when our consciousness raises to a certain degree and we hold a specific dimension, oftentimes we have ascension codes that will align with planetary energies and will enable us to receive the information that we need in order to offer what we are here to offer. Oftentimes that offering, it is timed as well. So what we are creating is being called for from the human collective, because the human collective is ready for what we are to receive, for what we are ready to create. And this is a what he wants to call it, a lag in the time space reality that you're actually in the midst of right now. Sometimes he says we feel as if we're lacking clarity and we're not sure which direction to go. So we're integrating so much information right now so quickly that we have to allow that to become percolated within us, to become integrated within us, and that's really the space that you're in. What I see most importantly in your question about the masculine and feminine and the mind and the emotional body is that, to a degree, what's happening here on this planet is that we're beginning to manifest differently. And these manifestation tools, they hold for us the key to how we really make this grid shift. So you've asked the question, are you in balance? And we would say, of course, you have balance at times, and many human beings have balance at times as well. But sometimes it's difficult to hold that balance as you're moving through space and time right now because of the way that the planet is shifting its vibration. For you in particular, what I want to say is the lower chakras on you, the sacral chakra and the root chakra, a really important focal point for you. It seems to me that you've gone through a lot of integration of the upper chakras, a lot of Gabriel Schwinge, like a lot of new information coming in, a lot of connections that you've made, and that's still going on. That's still ongoing. The lower chakras is really they're our creative source energy. It's how we plug into the matrix of Earth and how we manifest here in physical. I need to see like meditations and activations coming through for you. Have you been doing a lot of that, or is that something that you're here to offer?
Meditation, you mean?
Yeah, meditation activation process. Is that something you've been doing a lot of, or is that something that you're here to offer?
Well, I don't do meditation like where I'm just sitting and being quiet, but I feel like I'm constantly tuned into what is going on inwardly. So that's what I consider my meditation.
Mm-hmm.
But I
know. Go ahead.
No, I'm not sure yet.
Mm-hmm. You're not sure yet what you're here to do. Yeah. Because it feels to me like in this sacral area, what Gabriel is showing me, and he's showing me a lot of writing, okay, around this, and I don't know why. But I think that you're in a time right now where this information, it really needs to be accessed in meditation. And why he kind of calls this a meditation and activation process of the lower chakras. And the reason that meditation is so important, and you do have a fluid connection, I see that. I see the ability to he calls it teleconnect with information of the self and others. But when we activate our kundalini, when we bring in the breath and we use those lower chakras to plug in to Mother Earth, this is really where some of the knowledge about the self becomes practically applied, all right? And it feels like you need to move your energy in a different way. So we can become very, he wants to say, I don't want to use the word stagnant, but I want to say involved. We can come very evolved in our own inner process and what we know is true on the inside, and that's a piece, okay? That's a piece of how we're here to create. But we have to embody that creation, right? We have to walk through our life embodied in our consciousness, embodied in our identity. So sometimes we can leave an old timeline behind, like we can make a shift in a job. So we still hold on to the identity of who that was, and we're not sure how to shift that identity yet. So we try to fit what's going on in our inner world into that own identity. And until we embody that new identity, the path of creation doesn't really make sense, okay? So for you, I kind of want to get really physical with this. You know, what Gabriel shows me is the clarity that you need really comes from stepping into, right? It comes from stepping out of the box and stepping into. It's like getting out of the mind, you know, getting out of that meditation activation process in non-physical and moving into physical. So I'm not sure what you're exactly here to do, and we could go into that in great length in a reading, because the guides would take us through a whole energetic process of uncovering your imprint. But it feels to me like what you want to create here, it brings you a lot of joy. And physically, you need to just start taking steps towards in order for those timelines to all converge. So this is the way it happens, he wants to say. We get information that comes in. We understand that information, but sometimes we get stuck in the information and we don't allow ourselves to move forward in the physical. In order to do that, we hold ourselves back because we don't feel we know, right? We don't know the right direction to go. We don't know the right step to take. We don't know the right thing to do in order to make this work. Well, you just need to take a step forward and do something, right, that aligns you with that energy. And when you do, we've been talking about this timeline convergence. These timelines, they kind of like fold upon themselves. The information folds upon itself. And I feel like what you did in your job, whatever you just left this 9 to 5, there's something valuable there too that's intermixing, okay, with what you're here to do. It's like a new freedom coming about you. It's a new way of expressing something that you expressed there. And I don't know if it's quite literal, but maybe symbolic of what you were doing there with connecting with people and you know, whatever you did in that job. But it's all coming together. So I think that you need to be patient right now with yourself and how this is meant to express, but definitely take a foot out of the box and just step into physical with it right now. And I think what you'll see is the logical steps will come together. Because you have to move your energy. You have to move your physical energy, right? It's not just about knowing a non-physical. You know, that's important. And going into that sacral and that root chakra and meditation can actually help you to activate that kundalini energy to give you what they want to call is almost like the support, the inner support to make that shift. I think you're already making it. You know, it feels to me like the timeline is already solid in there. And so sometimes what the guides will show me is structure. We have, just like we were talking about structure on the planet, okay, we have structure around us. And just how that third dimensional grid energy was something we created that we're now moving away from to a new grid, we do that in singular. So you're really moving outside of your old grid energy, which was the old job, the old identity, and you're moving towards a new one. It's just that the pathways aren't fully connected yet, all right? Mm-hmm. So that's the space that you're in this transition. So you just have to be patient with yourself and you have to move your energy towards to allow those pathways to solidify and open. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Is there like a physical activity practice that I could do to make the kundalini energy move?
Yeah, I mean, for you, I see the meditations and activations of the kundalini, just the kundalini practice being really important. But they even give me some chanting for you. So I think that would be very helpful to assist you. Do you write? Are you someone who channels writings or?
Yes. I have been for some time and writing keeps coming up and up. Yeah,
that's really huge in your energy right now. So I think that that's something that you need to, if you're doing it a lot and you have a buildup of channeled writing, it's time to start putting it out there. That's the foot outside in the box. If it's something that you've been holding back on, the floodgates are opening, okay? So you need to go with that because that's really a critical part of what you're here to do.
It's to bring forth the channelings?
The writings, the channeled writings. And this is what your guys want you to know, too. Listen, this is important because when we have the ability to channel writings and we have the ability to channel frequency and output it in some way, We sometimes put it in this framework of service. You know, it has to go out to someone else. But your guides really want you to make sure that you understand that you can do that for yourself as well. You can channel the plan. You can channel the instruction book. You can, you know, channel the guidance about what you're meant to do next and how you're meant to do it. Let yourself put that pen to the paper and let that flow because that's all inside of you. I think that that's really a big part of this transition.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Catherine, for calling in.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Yeah, that was powerful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Michaela, for the guidance. And yeah, as you said, that's something that was a message for us all. It's that we need to be patient and gentle with ourselves as we walk our path. So yeah, I think that is something very essential. All right, so Michaela, there are more questions, but I would like if we can now talk about the packages that you are offering. And you are offering like the light worker inner circle, the new one, the upcoming one. So I would love if you can give our audience what will be the experience through that, because I think this is the inner circle. It's very powerful for opening like the door for a new timeline, for a new way of creation and rebirth. So can you please talk about that?
Sure. Yeah. So those of you on the call who aren't familiar, I do a variety of channeled courses, and I love these. They're so exciting for me. We were just talking about putting the channeled pen to the paper, and that's exactly what I do. I'm often led to the exact right time for the exact right information, and it just flows through me, and this beautiful channeled course will come through. So this is the eighth one I've done, and we've been talking all about Divine Feminine and the Christ Consciousness and walking into 2018, and that's what this course is designed for. It's channeled through Mary Magdalene, Ra, and the Pleiadians. And it's very focused on how to embody that Christed energy, how to hold that frequency, and moving us into the right vibration to create as we move forward. So this course, and it's perfect timing because the live classes don't start till January, so you're not too late to be a part. But you're going to receive a lot of direct messages, contact from Mary Magdalene, Ra, and the Pleiadians. We're also working with your galactic families in this program. This is focused on teachings from the Christ timeline, and we're activating a lot of historic timeline information within your DNA. These are codexes, vibrational processes to activate and work within your Christed DNA. So this information is really aligned with not only healing, so telepathically healing aspects of our, you know, fear vibrations, like we've been talking about ways that we've been focused in this old grid, but actually activating positive information so that those positive potentials that we have within, and being able to connect that information so we can bring it through in our physical experience. Now, item one, and I'm going through package A here, which is the Light Worker in the Circle program. Item one is a channeled video course. It's an introduction and a codex. And it's entitled The Manifestation of Christ. And this was a very beautiful channeling that I brought through. It's an introduction to the course from Mary Magdalene, Ra, and the Pleiadians, talking about the manifestation of Jesus on the planet and the reason that that whole Christ timeline was created, was intentionally manifested here. We learn a lot about Mother Earth's involvement in this. And a visual codex is provided to strengthen your connection to Mary Magdalene and Ra, who are here to support your journey on this entire class. So you can use that on your own at home when you're meditating to connect. And it's just a really, really interesting story as well. So I think you'll love that. Item two is a meditation that I was given by Mary Magdalene, and it's entitled Return to God. And what's really interesting about this, Mansaf, is I channeled the course material, and I left a space for meditation, and I forgot about it. And all of a sudden, I woke up one morning, and I just received this beautiful meditation from Mary Magdalene. And then I went back, and I thought, I really need to add this to the course, and there's already a place for it. I've just forgotten. Yeah. But it's a beautiful meditation from her that you can practice as many times as you want. And it's designed to realign your perception and your energy fields to source. And so when you're having a bad day and you're really turned away from source, this is a great tool to use. Now, we're going to meet four times live in January. So these are Mondays starting at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. There's going to be four live channelings with Mary Magdalene, Ra, and the Pleiadians. And those, if you cannot make those will be recorded and the replay will be sent out. And then we're going to do a two-hour live final activation, closing message, and Q&A. on February the 12th. And this is a great time after you go through all the course material to bring your questions and have answers, because we keep it to a small group so that everyone can interact and have their questions answered. And then I have a private Facebook group that I do with this. And the reason is it really strengthens the collective energy of everyone who's taking the course. Everyone supports everyone else, but you can also put your questions there. And I'm always prioritizing that group, so I'll check in and see if anyone's, you know, having issues with the material, because this is high vibrational material, a lot of activations, a lot of energy moving. Everyone's unique in how they respond to that. So I can pop in and answer your questions, post-channel guidance, whatever's needed to strengthen the experience.
Yes. So great. Thank you. Thank you so much, Michaela, for offering those packages to our audience. And yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful to you.
No, you're welcome. It's my pleasure.
Wonderful. Yeah. And everyone, I really encourage you to take advantage of one of those two packages. And you can get there by clicking on the special offer button on the webcast or the replay page, or you can visit the link yourdivineuniqueness.com/Michaela10, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Michaela10, MICHEILA10. Yeah, so wonderful. Thank you again, Michaela. We still have like 15 minutes. Can we take a few more questions?
Sure.
Okay, great. Let's take from the webcast. We have Alwyn from Berlin. He wrote, hi, Michaela. Did I come with a certain time code locked into my human since the first Kundalini experience in 1976? Lots of wake-ups, activations, and initiations since. I still feel like an observer in the background, as if my time hasn't come yet. Thank you.
Can you tell me his name again? I'm sorry.
Alwyl. A-L-W-I-L-L.
Okay. Okay. So the first thing you guys want to say about him, and we bring in a collective consciousness that is here, especially for his soul vibration, is that there are many on the planet who come in this time with a crystalline structure. But crystalline structures vary a little bit. So some of us have an ability to crystallize our DNA or hold a crystallized DNA. And some of us hold a crystalline structure a little bit differently, in that we're able to telepathically exchange with the universe and information. But when those crystalline structures come in together, already intact, and we activate the Kundalini, what happens is we begin to move beyond space and time. So the Kundalini itself, the activation of the Kundalini itself, isn't the only precursor to being activated in this time grid that he's in. It is all of his codes initiating through this crystalline structure a higher dimensional experience. Think of it this way. There are many planets and heavenly bodies that also have crystalline structures and grid systems. And as they receive information and they are moving through space and time, they're always expanding. And that expansion allows these planets to move throughout the star system to new locations and actually morph and change into different bodies and split into different bodies. And he's experiencing his life as an observer, very similarly to the way heavenly bodies will actually split and hold a new consciousness. So when we come in, our soul container holds a specific fragmented essence of our soul. But when we have these crystalline containers operating and we have a Kundalini activation, oftentimes our fragmented soul energy will come back together. So it's almost as if he operates in the oversoul, okay? And the oversoul container is a multidimensional observer. It's a multidimensional container. It's not just planetary. So he's asking, does he still have codes? What the guides want to say to that is many of the codes that he holds are of a different frequency than what that soul container requires. So as far as continuing his linear timeline here, he will continue to expand his perception as the planet expands its perception because he's very plugged in and tuned into that. And the guys want to say also, just in general to everybody else that's on the call, just to give them a point of reference for what's going on within them, everyone is unique in the way that they crystallize information, DNA, and what gifts they come with and what abilities they come with. But ultimately what's happening here on the planet is as we've plugged into Mother Earth, we have more access to her crystalline energy, which is actually supporting our crystalline energy to become further activated. And as that's happening, the Kundalini awakening within us can come in many forms. So it's not just about having a Kundalini awakening. It's really about the way in which we receive this information from Mother Earth, and these planetary energies that are assisting her are allowing us to expand in our collective consciousness and our crystalline source. We have a soul container, which is a crystalline container. That's where our fragmented soul energy resides. That's where we see our linear experience. We have a higher self container. That higher self container is planetary. It connects to the collective consciousness, and it is the seer of our Earth experience. And then we have an oversoul container, which is our multidimensional component, and we're overseers of our multidimensionality. When all of those containers are combined, we have the ability to unfragment our soul, meaning that all of those fragmented soul energy pieces become one. And that's why we have an easier ability to be an observer and use the light body. And that's what's happened with him. But everyone on the planet is in some state, or to some degree in a state of crystallizing its experience. And the majority of the people on the planet are crystallizing together their soul and collective experience, or their soul and higher self containers. And this is allowing everyone to function more telepathically, and also to expand the telepathy that they have to integrate the fragmented energy of their soul. So when we crystallize the higher self container, we have the ability to bring in information from those fragmented soul pieces. It doesn't necessarily become so integrated with us just yet, but we're recognizing it, and that's truly what's happening here on the planet, and it's an aspect of his reality as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Michaela. And, thank you, Alwell, for your question. Let's invite another caller. We have a caller from Bend, Oregon, phone number ending with 0434. Hello, are you with us?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What is your name?
My name's Kimri.
Welcome, Kimri.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi, Michaela. I've talked with you before. I had a channeling course. And my mom and I are on your the Dolphin Matrix one.
Yeah.
What I heard from you last time I spoke with you, it's kind of a general question for everybody, but also last time you had said that it was more about my perception of how I was trying to integrate into my new way of being. And so what I've been noticing is that as I start to, you talk about being neutral a lot, and I'm finally getting a small grasp of what that is. Not saying I'm neutral all the time, but I'm starting to understand that, and it's amazing how my relationships are changing. And my question for me, and maybe just everybody, is, because we talk about how you have to kind of discard all the old and move into a new time frame, and sometimes that in my past, has always been meaning that I break up with whoever I'm with and move on to a new place. And I'm kind of wondering, now that I'm seeing, a lot of it is how I'm letting their stuff be their stuff and my stuff be my stuff, and I'm not engaging in necessarily, not that it's drama or anything, but just letting it be what it is. And I'm noticing that it's becoming more comfortable for me to be where I am. And I was just kind of wondering, is this a situation where I should continue that would be helpful for me to stay put? Or is it a situation where I'm just a little bit too dense or fearful or something and I actually do need to move on? Because I am confused about, I mean, I'm open and I see all these possibilities and I am paying attention to my little voice, but at the same time, there's just so much potential out there, it gets confusing. And I was just wondering if I really should move on or if I continue learning how to participate in the world in a different way and stay here.
Okay, well, let's bring a couple of concepts in. This is the Palladians that are here to assist us. And I first want to talk about the concept of neutrality, because to some degree you have achieved neutrality, but we feel as if there are several different phases of neutrality. Because when you're walking through neutrality, you're beginning to understand that you can be the observer of the situation, you can feel into the situation, but essentially the information that lies in that experience doesn't have to have an effect on you as a derivative of what you are creating. In other words, there can be a difficult situation in your life or a difficult situation on the planet, and we can be the observer of that situation. We can feel into the human aspect of that experience, but we can frame it in a way that we aren't further creating it in our lives. So when we look at this form of neutrality, we begin to realize that everything around us is happening for us. There is a connection between why we have relationships in our life, why we made the contracts that we made, and what they're teaching us or showing us, because that's another phase or step in neutrality. Neutrality isn't ignoring or separating yourself from the problem such that it doesn't affect you, so much as it is allowing the tempered effect to see the way in which your egoic structure can tie into the information that's being presented. And let's speak to this with a relationship as you brought forward. Relationships can be a very important holographic mirror to the soul. Any contracts that are made between two individuals are made on a collective level. What that means is there's not only valuable experience to be had by you in this relationship, but there's valuable experience to be had by your partner as well as everyone else who is coming in contact with the two of you on this planet. To some degree, you are experiencing history as well, because both of you come with imprints of history that you are transmuting on behalf of the collective. So becoming a neutral party in the relationship allows you to become the observer to the degree that you can now use this information very valuably. And that's why we say you're in a state of neutrality, but not fully accepting the second part of that. You're observing the information. You're becoming more comfortable with not taking the information into your physical and non-physical energy structure and allowing it to affect you. But we want you to take the information that's there and begin to apply it, that it has a purpose right now in your life, that there's something that you're meant to do or to understand in this experience. And you talk about the notion that you have, the little voice that you have inside of you. It's our intention to make that little voice quite louder and not call it so little, because within you is the mechanism of your divine structure. And this female, divine female component that has been spoken about on this call today is a part of that component. So that little voice that you have is the announcement to your soul of the difference between what you have been rejecting in the information so that it doesn't affect you and what you need to understand in the information to move forward and make decisions. Because we can be in a state of neutrality and also be in a state of resistance because we don't allow that neutrality to work for us. We don't integrate meaning from our experience such that we can use that meaning to create new pathways, new timelines. And that's really what we wish for you in this experience. Now, to some degree, relationships, the contracts that have been made have also been made in an old grid energy. And this is something that all who are on the call can benefit from understanding, that just because the contract was made in an old grid energy does not mean that the relationship cannot upgrade to the new grid or to a new consciousness. However, it requires that both partners in that contract are also accepting and raising their consciousness to that new grid. So if that little voice is telling you that it is time to leave, the reason for that is that the information that you need to integrate or receive from leaving this partnership has purpose or meaning for you. And it's taking you on the journey and the next step in your discovery and your creation. But it could also be the opportunity for the relationship to shift. Sometimes we make decisions and we believe here on the planet that those decisions are also very stagnant. They believe that if we leave a relationship, that we're leaving that relationship, there are consequences and the relationship cannot change or ever be a part of our existence again. When in fact, we, in making that decision, could move energy in such a way that new decisions are made by both parties and that new realizations are made by both parties. You see, neutrality is really about seeing the experience of the other as an experience of the self. Full integration of neutrality requires that we not just see our own experience of that person, but we see our experience through their eyes. And as we continue to do this, we are actually coming back together as a one collective. That's truly the mechanism of divine feminine and that balance of the divine masculine creating this strengthened unity between the human collective. So as you make decisions, as that little voice tells you to make decisions, which we'll actually call a big voice, remember the compassion, the acknowledgement of the experience of that person being your own, and that on the other side of the decision, there will be an experience that you will walk. And it's difficult to know how that experience will manifest, what opportunities you will be approached with, and how this contract may need to be renewed or changed, and the potentials that exist there for that to happen. So we'll focus first, and your guys want to focus in on the contract as you've asked it. And what they want to say first is that you have a very highly empathic structure. And your highly empathic structure can cause a lot of issues with you not only listening to that little voice, but also really being able to take on that new essence, that second half of neutrality as we talked about. Because in order to integrate meaning and information from another, it requires you to step into the experience in a way that very empathic people often will have a difficult time with. So consider that as you're projecting through time, the way in which you are feeling about those projections will help you to make decisions that are best aligned for you as you continue in this energy. And ultimately, there's a balancing going on right now in this relationship and in this contract. And that balance is, where am I in this experience and who am I in this experience? Because divine partnerships, sacred partnerships, they are both a give and take. They allow that partner to be in their fullest expression and allow that fullest expression to vibrationally change. And in that vibrational change, allowing the offering of the experience back to the other. So acknowledge where you are in balance right now in this relationship, and that may help strengthen that voice within that is causing you to desire to take steps for change. Okay.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Thank you, Kimberly. Well, that was wonderful. That is what you said, Michaela, is really something that we all learn from it, because we can do that also in our relationships. and help to bring like our relationships into oneness instead of judging the other person. But like you said, like just earlier, like try to see how others see us and how others see our experience, and then this bring this compassion and love toward them.
Well, and we can actually think about relationships in old grid and new grid too. You know, that's another analogy, because a lot of our partnerships we made in that 3D grid, and that was a male-dominant energy. It was a hierarchical energy. Things are changing, so we're beginning to see our relationship contracts a bit differently. And that's why I think, again, we talked a little bit about 2018, and I'll go back there for a minute to say that I think sacred partnerships are going to be a big part of that linear year, because if we're vibrating in this new grid and we're activating Christ consciousness and allowing source energy to work for us, we're going to magnetically draw those partners that are also in that balance of masculine and feminine and are supporting what we're here to create. They don't come in for any other reason. They don't come in for an egoic reason. They don't come in to give us something that we're missing in our lives. They come in to complement who we're becoming in some way.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Michaela, thank you. Thank you so much for all the guidance you shared with us today, for this information, for your answers to our audience. Really, really, that was a very powerful call. Thank you also for the two packages. Very grateful to you. Really, that's a great opportunity for our audience to move even deeper and embrace this new energies of creation and rebirth. So thank you so much for that, and thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure. Thanks for having me back.
Thank you. Thank you, Michaela. And so everyone, really thank you so much for joining us today, for being here today, for your beautiful energy, and also for your questions. We didn't have enough time to take all the questions, but the answers Michaela gave, I think, like really touched so many important points that we all relate to. So, so thank you to all of you. And again, I really encourage you to take advantage of one of the packages that Michaela, put together for us. And you can do that on the special offer page, which is yourdivineuniqueness.com/Michaela10, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Michaela10, Michaela, and 10, or you can simply click on the special offer button on the webcast or the replay page. So, yeah, thank you again, everyone, and I'm sending you so much love, and see you on the next call. Bye-bye, everyone.